I'm Kanae from Showa Women's University. Today I'm here with Mr. Gary Wolf. How are you?
I'm fine, Kanae.
Gary is corporate communication consultant. I want to ask about his website today. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Kanae.
I visited your website. When did you make the website?
Believe it or not, my website was first posted online in January of 97, so that means next month it'll be 13 years old, which is hard for me to believe.
How often do you update your website?
Usually once a month or so.
Yeah. You have many fun stuff, like a very funny TV commercial and Flash Mind Reader. So how do you find that funny stuff?
A lot of the things on my website have been sent to me through the years from my friends by email. And the things that kind of capture my attention and I find amusing or funny, I try to put up on my website to share with my other family and friends. So that's kind of what I've done.
I see. You have a feedback section on your website. So what kind of reaction or response do you get from your fan?
I think that it's rare when I receive feedback, actually. Most people are so busy nowadays, they don't have the time to stop and write comments. Uh-huh. But when they do provide feedback, it's usually positive and uh-huh. interested in, you yeah. know, my mountain climbing photos or the jokes. Yeah. And like you mentioned, the Flash Mind Reader, that's very interesting. Yeah. So, but most of it's positive and thankful that I posted it on the website
That's
for their
good.
Benefit.
Yeah. So what other sites do you have, like Facebook and YouTube?
I do have a Facebook page, and I'm also at LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And I've recently updated, well, not really updated, I've started a new website. And it has a blog, and this is really the first time I've ever had a blog. I'm one of the last in the whole world to have a blog. But I try to update that at least once a week, and it's just interesting stuff that's going on in Tokyo. Fall colors or Christmas illumination or whatever is happening at the time, you know, parties that I go to. Yeah. So, yeah, that's fun.
So you have a Facebook, right?
I do, yes.
So what is the purpose of having Facebook?
Facebook wastes so much of my time, but it's also so much fun. I had friends begging me for what seemed like months and months to join mm-hmm. Facebook, starting, I think, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have any interest. I didn't want to waste my time. But now that I've joined, it's just so much fun to share things that are going on in your life and photos and videos and just to keep in touch with all your friends and family. And my daughters are on there. My sister's on there. I think I have almost 800 friends now.
Really?
All over the world. And people that I would have never, ever been able to hook up with otherwise. You know, so, yeah, it wastes too much of my time, but it's so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think about the privacy risk, like the public seeing your pictures?
I don't have any problems with that, although I know a lot of people are. They tend to guard their personal affairs and photos very strictly because they're afraid of identity theft.
Yes.
And those sort of things. But I have always been very, and I don't know if it's good or bad, but I've been very, very free to publish or post online my photos. And so for me personally, it's not a big issue, although I did spend a few hours yesterday going through and adjusting, mm-hmm. tightening up some of the privacy settings mm-hmm. at Facebook. I didn't realize it, but there are privacy settings for each of your photo albums.
Yeah.
Every photo album that you post at Facebook has its own separate privacy setting, so I didn't realize that. But for me, it's not a big deal. I don't worry too much about it.
I see. Thank you for answering all my questions, Gary. Gary's website is garyjwolf.com. Wolf is with two F's. It was very nice to have you here today.
It was my pleasure, Kanai. Thanks for having me.
Thank you
very much.